Welcome to the new edition of Roadrunner Radio.
The Foothills Run Radio.
My name is Michaela, and I'm here with Diego, James, and Michael, and we're going to discuss James and the Giant Peach, chapters 1 through 5.
James had a happy life with his two great parents. One day, James's parents went to London to do some shopping, and something horrible happened. An angry rhinoceros escaped from the London Zoo, and the rhinoceros ate James's parents. James went to live with his two horrible aunts, Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge.
I think James is very smart, kind, and thoughtful. But Aunt Sponge is very different. Aunt Sponge is very cruel, unthoughtful, and is mean to James. Aunt Spiker is different, too. Aunt Spiker beats James for no reason.
I'm sure that Aunt Spiker would be satisfied if she lowered James in a bucket and lowered him into a well
and left him there for the night.
All crying.
Poor James.
I'm sure that Aunt Sponge was probably influenced by her mom or dad, and probably Inspector too.
Why do you think they were influenced by their mom or dad?
Well, their mom or dad could have been mean to them, and then Inspector and Sponge were little, so they must have thought that they have to be mean.
When a person came along, and they had to care for him or her. My favorite line by a character was when Aunt Sponge said, Why don't we just lower the boy down the well in the bucket and leave him there for the night?
Why was that your favorite line?
Since it was kind of mean to James.
Sounds pretty horrible to leave James down the well, and that's like probably the most horrible thing I heard to do.
My favorite line by a character was "you nasty little brute" by Aunt Spiker or Sponge, but they usually say it both.
My favorite line by Aunt Spiker is, "that's a very good wheeze, my dear Sponge, but let's make him finish chopping the wood first."
Why? Well,
I like it because I think it sounds funny.
My favorite line by a character is, "these crystals will make your life change."
Why is it your favorite line?
Because I think it is interesting to me.
And who said it?
The old man.
Why is it interesting?
Because the way he said it sounded interesting.
Inspector's mean because she said, "stop that and get on with your work." And she ordered him to do it. I hate Inspector and Sponge, but I like James because he's polite and nice.
Aunt Sponge is very mean to James all the time, and one of Aunt Sponge's actions were when she sang a song about how pretty she thinks she is. My thought about her was that I don't really like Aunt Sponge because she is very mean to poor little James.
I don't really like Aunt Sponge either.
I think Aunt Spiker is mean because she said, "stop that, you nasty little brute." And I don't like Aunt Spiker because she is very mean to poor little James.
What was the old man's name?
The story didn't say his name.
And why couldn't James be sent to live with other nicer aunts?
Maybe because those were his only aunts. My iconic statement is, "ethics influences rules." My example is, James doesn't go over the fence because he can't leave the top of the hill, and he follows rules.
My iconic statement is ethics influences rules. My explanation is James can't go over the fence because it's a rule not to go over the fence.
My iconic statement is, pretend James was eating ice cream and Aunt Sponge saw him eating some. So, her point of view, he shouldn't eat ice cream, so she made this a rule that he shouldn't eat ice cream. One example is, if James wanted to go to the beach, Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker probably made it a rule to not make James happy.
My iconic statement is ethics, influences, and rules. My example is James would never go over the fence because Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker made up that rule, and he follows rules because he is a good boy.
I want to discuss about why is James miserable.
He's miserable because the two aunts don't let him do anything fun. They just make him work.
Was Aunt Sponge and Spiker influenced by their mom or dad?
The story doesn't say.
But maybe they are. And what I want to discuss with the panel is, why do Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker train James like a slave?
I think they treat him like a slave because they are lazy.
I think it's because their mom or dad treated them like a slave, so they wouldn't pay back, so they had to do it to another person and pass it along.
What I want to discuss with the panel is James is miserable because his parents got eaten by a rhino.
He's miserable because he loves his parents very much and they died like that.
In an instant. And
what I want to discuss with the panel is why aren't Sponge and Aunt Spiker so cruel to poor little James? How come they can't be nice to him?
Like we said, it's kind of probably either that or they were just like that. It was either influence or born like that.
Either one.
What I need to clarify is how come James doesn't run away and take the peach?
Well, he couldn't have run away because his aunts said no going over the fence or anything, and he's a good boy, but yeah.
Or maybe because once he leaves, probably Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker won't go out looking for him, and James will have nobody to care for him.
What I need to be clarified is, why are Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker mean to James?
They're probably mean because their mom or dad were mean to them. James is significant in the story because she is really smart. James is motivated by getting home. And Sponge influenced the story by being mean to James.
James is affected by his aunts being mean to him.
I think James was motivated by the story the old man told him about the magic green things.
I think James is significant in the story because he is brave.
Sorry to have cut you off, James, and continue.
And Spiker's function in the story is to be mean to James.
I think that something will happen to James that has gone from horrible to good. Might as well meet some friends and go on an adventure. That concludes our discussion of James and the Giant Peach.